Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, you can do that. We are set up on Comrax here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Oh, and posted script, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Folks, isn't it interesting how the media, if people pay attention, the mainstream media will continuously tell you the truth of the matter if you're paying attention to what they do. It's what they attack is what they mean to defend concerning the lies that they're trying to cover up. And read Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And that's, in fact, what they're going to reap. You can also go over to that of 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, and that of Revelation 21, verse 5, to find out exactly what the Lord does with liars. But the mainstream media has a long history of this, as we all well know here at the Sons of Liberty. They lie, and they combat the lie over and over and over again when they're exposed. They will do everything in their power to establish that which will never be established. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant. And he's exactly right, folks. And it's exactly where we're at today. And one of those topics that they just really zero in on is if anybody dare combat the fact that there's major voter fraud taking place in this country, which, by the way, anybody with their head out of the sand right now more than not realizes that there is major voter fraud taking place. I mean, Joe Biden's a prime example of that. Barack Obama's second term was a prime example of that. And the list goes on, and here we are. It was Joseph Stalin. They called him the Red Terror. He was the founder, folks, in so many different ways in the current era of terrorism, and he used it for his political ends. And we all know what terrorism is here, friends, and terrorism defined in the English Oxford's dictionary, government by intimidation. So we therefore understand that that of a Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, when he was the one that created the terror to bring about his political ends. Well, that's what the media is being used for today. And it's interesting, during the break, we heard about how communism is running rampant there in China. But is anybody paying attention to what's going on here in America, folks? Because it's running rampant here, too, because most don't know the difference between a free nation and an enslaved nation, which is ruled by a totalitarian or authoritarian system of government. Now, again, I'm saying this. One thing that we've noticed is Joseph Stalin is the one that said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. He was accredited with saying just that. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And what's interesting about what I'm going to highlight, folks, really quick here, is the fact that the mainstream media continuously plays down anybody that exposes voter fraud for what it is. And we know voter fraud is taking place on a major scale, and we know it by how many people are actually being prosecuted right now for voter fraud. Matter of fact, ABC Channel 9 News reported in Walker County, a man convicted of voter fraud is now sentenced to 25 years in prison. And rightfully so. It's a major form of treason against its own people, folks. It's a system of fraud that is being set up to give you the illusion that those that are in power or incumbent are now a government unto themselves and they can dictate at will. And again, this all explains to Joe Biden. This explains so many others that are not only in federal government, but also in state government. In the state of Minnesota, we didn't vote in a Tim Walz, folks. We didn't vote in a Keith Ellison. We have 5.9 million people in that state, and we all the well know that the people did not vote them in, but they're there because they're planted there to continuously assail the people. And who appointed them? Who appointed them, folks? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob establishing justice upon a people that will not be ruled by God. I can't reiterate that enough. And I continuously point my finger back at the Word of God. People are trying to figure out, well, who's in control of the government? Who are the globalists? I want to tell you who the globalist is, folks. The Bible says his throne is in heaven and his footstool is here on the earth. The Bible tells us that he's the governor of all nations. And that all men, all mere men, are in his control. It's the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, friends, that's in control of all things. Why? For his purposes. All things were created by him and for him, and they go back to him. And I'm making reference to the book of Colossians even now. But now, folks, going full circle here to suggest that voter fraud's not taking place in this country, then why is it that so many people across the country are now being prosecuted for voter fraud? Again, we got to think these things through all the way through, folks, because once again, what we're doing here is combating the lies that the mainstream media means to push forward. And I just want to end this first segment with this, friends. Augustine was right when he said it. He said that the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it go. It will defend itself. And it totally does. And why is that? Because in the spiritual, friends, God's law is always perpetual. And it's always at work bringing evil to the light. And let me remind you again, friends, that the Lord looks to the church to keep his commandments to establish judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That is a mercy. And who does mercy fall to when it rejoices against judgment? Those that have repented. And folks, these people that need to be dealt with in government positions and in the church on so many different fronts, they're not the type of people, friends, that you can help. They're the type of people that must lawfully be removed. Again, a man 62 years old in Walker County is facing 25 years in prison after being convicted of voter fraud, the very voter fraud that the mainstream media means to continuously play down that does in fact exist.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that major voter fraud is taking place. We know that the mainstream media means to play it down. But again, they're the ones there, again, folks, covering for conspirators in fact. Jeremiah 11:9. Read the Bible, look with your eyes, and listen with your ears as to what's happening right in front of you. They are appointing and planting the bad guys in office through voter fraud manipulation. People are being charged now all over the country for voter fraud. The mainstream media is telling you that it's not happening when, in fact, people are being prosecuted for voter fraud. Okay? We're combating the lies here in the mainstream media, friends. Just wanted to make clear as to what we were doing. I wanted to hit the next point concerning the pandemic. And I'm going to be showing you in just a couple minutes here, friends, as to how they're going to start picking it up again and how they are in the military, the Air Force, and the Army. They're going to start forcing them to wear masks again. Let me just say this. I say this not with reserve. I've said it a thousand times, and I'll say it a thousand times more. This is my job. Ezekiel 33. Where does the government have the right to do the wrong thing? Answer the question. 1-866-582-9933. Where is there a law to give our representatives to do or give them a right to do the wrong thing? When they act outside of their scope of given delegated authorities, where then are they creating this authority out of thin air? It doesn't exist. Concerning the pandemic from the very beginning to where we're at right now, and not just this pandemic, the ones that they've created over and over and over and over again since the beginning of time, where did they derive that delegated authority to implement that which is unlawful? Out of thin air. How does this work for people that are operating out of using policies that are created out of thin air to implement them by force, enforcing compliance against the people through their ignorance? Concerning the pandemic, from start to finish to the present, every single thing that has been done, not one time has been the burden of proof thrown back on our said representatives by the people to show us constitutionally where they've gotten the authority to do the things that they've done. Not one time. The burden of proof, my friends, is on them, not on you. Why are you trying to defend what it is that they do not have when it comes to what they don't have to enforce? If there's no law in what they're referencing to enforce, then how is the burden of proof on you? It's not. It's on them. And this is where it needs to shift throughout the country and on a global basis when it comes to this pandemic, friends. At no time have they ever been given delegated authority by we the people in this country to force us into compliance concerning policies that don't lawfully exist. I can't make it any more clear than what I just said. There is no law that they're making reference to in enforcing these unconstitutional compliances. And what are they doing? When the people revolt, what happens? They come through forced compliance, okay? That's what we're seeing. This is un-American. This is lawlessness at its very worst. They're using totalitarian methods like the Chinese that I was highlighting during the last segment. They're doing everything by unlawful force. That's called a dictatorship, Americans, and that's what's happening here. Now, one of the things that I've been talking about almost on a daily basis over the last couple weeks is the people that pull up on a social media platform, oftentimes right at the first story, and it's the mainstream media publishing their deaths. And folks, it is incredible to see how many people that people in the world know of that are just falling over dead. And when the excuse is given as to the cause of death, they don't know what it is. Let me ask you a question, and you fill in the blank. When have you ever seen this ever in all of your life? On a daily basis, friends, I'm doing a five-minute search on what's going on in America. Death after death after death after death of people that are famous, I'm told, that are just falling over dead, both young and old, and they just don't know what's happening, friends. Here, let me show you a couple of them on social media platforms. Look at this. Nichelle Nichols, actress, she died 2022. Pat Carroll, she died 2022. David Warner, he died 2022. Howard Howie Kleinberg, reality star, he died. He was a younger man. Melanie Rocher, she was younger. She was a reality star. She died. Ivana Trump, a socialite, she died in 2022. Tony Sirico, actor, he died 2022. James Caan, an actor, died 2022. Technoblade YouTuber, he died 2022. Nobody knows why or how. I'm saying this to the ignorant, of course. Niece Wade Hopper, model and influencer, she died in 2022. Lane Fernandez, a reality star, a young man, he died. Philip Baker Hall, actor, he died. Cooper Noriega, TikTok influencer, he died in 2022. Billy Kamit, he died. He's a voice actor. He died in 2022. Trouble, he was a rapper. A lot of rappers dying right now, folks. Alec John Such, a musician, died in 2022. Bob Hopkins, an actor, he died in 2022. Oh, folks, this is just the beginning. Fred Ward, he's an actor. He died in 2022. Bruce McAvity, actor, he died in 2022. Mike Haggerty, another young actor, he died. Callie Posey, reality star, young lady, she died. Joe Sarai, Gerano, she died. She was a young actress. Estelle Harris, an actress. Taylor Hawkins, Foo Fighters. They just got the shot, by the way, but they don't know how they died. Frances Crisley, reality star. She died 2022. William Hurt, actor, 2022. He died, young man. John Stahl, another actor, 2022. Johnny Brown, he was from Good Times. He was an actor, died 2022. Mitchell Ryan, another actor, just died. Jane Knightberg, I can't even say her last name, singer and AGT contestant. She died. Zosie Bethel, Miss Alabama, she died, young lady. Chesley Chris, Miss USA and lawyer, she died mysteriously. Howard Hessman, another actor, died mysteriously. Catherine Tate, actress, she died. Louis Anderson, not an old man, he died. He was a comedian, Meatloaf singer, he died. He was a singer, obviously. Gaspard Ulel, he was an actor, he mysteriously died too. Andre Leon Talley, fashion icon, he died. Jordan Cashmere, reality star, a young woman. Rory Tesley, TikToker, he died mysteriously. Nobody knows how they died. Ronnie Spector, she's another singer. Adelie Rose, she was a YouTuber, she died. Clint Arliss, reality star, he died too, folks. Nobody knows how. Bob Saget, actor and comedian. Nobody knows how he died. Sidney Poitier, he died. He was an actor. Kim Mai Soo, she was an actress. She died. And again, folks, nobody knows how they died. And the madness goes on. Jake Flint, the country singer that just got married, he died in his sleep hours after his wedding. Isn't it interesting, like the media, his publicist, the first thing he does is goes out and tells all of his followers, Jake Flint's fan base, that it had nothing to do with the COVID-19 vaccine. But yet if you go to social media platforms, isn't it interesting how there's a picture of Jake with his vaccination card? He just got the shot, folks. He just got the shot. Are you up to par with me? 2 days ago, singer keyboard player from Fleetwood Mac, she died. This is insane. Quentin Oliver Lee, a former touring Phantom and Broadway vet, he died at 34 years old. And nobody knows how, folks. Then we have Julia Reichardt. She was a little older, but she died due to cancer. And isn't it interesting the explosion that we're finding as an adverse side effect from the vaccine-19 vaccine shot? Anybody putting two and two together here, friends? Because, folks, it's happening right in front of our face. And what we want to do is, of course, we want to put that right in front of our faces when it comes to Scripture. And I'm talking about Amos 8:3. Well, Bradley, it gets sickening. Yes, indeed, it does. But what's even more sickening is the deafening silence of the American people that are going to allow them to stand up and do it all over again. Because rest assured, friends, it's coming. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, is making the case on why he should be given a full six-year term. His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, is making the case on why he should be chosen over Warnock. Both men have days left to make those arguments ahead of Tuesday's runoff election. Another judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's abortion ban ahead of that state's Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on an injunction that was implemented a week after the ban went into effect back in September. South Carolina will be first in the nation on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. Some party leaders have pushed to replace Iowa in the number one spot to reflect the party's diversity overall, but specifically giving a nod to black voters, the party's loyal base. The U.S. men's soccer team heading home from Qatar after losing to the Netherlands in the World Cup. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Folks, again, I want you to read Amos 8:3. This is happening on a daily basis right in front of the eyes of the American people, and yet the American people are now conditioned, like that of the issue of abortion, to just trust their government they know best and go to sleep. We've got everything taken care of. When, in fact, the opposite is true. The very people that are in power are the ones responsible for pushing this propaganda concerning this genocide. And again, friends, let me remind you, this is a genocide. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Matter of fact, I'm thinking of something Mike, our friend over at Natural News, Mike Adams sent out yesterday, and it was an alert talking about 100,000 people that are dying every month in the United States of America. But yet nobody's talking about it. I want to go ahead and show this to you so you can see for yourself on social media platforms. Life insurance companies sound death alert warnings over nearly 100,000 excess deaths per month happening right now in the United States of America. I'm just recollecting now as the Holy Ghost brings this to my remembrance, as to how long we warned the people in the United States of America that if we're going to go to sleep on a government that is illegally sanctioning the murder of babies in the womb to the equivalent to 3,000 to 4,000, that it is going to come full circle because it is a law unto itself, Galatians 6:7, that you're going to reap what you sow. But I want you to think about that. Just reported yesterday. Mike Adams, National News, highlights the fact that life insurance companies are sounding the alert in America that there's over 100,000 excess deaths per month happening right now in the United States of America. When have you ever seen that, Americans? You're going to have to answer the questions. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. When have you ever seen this before? If this isn't a genocide, what is it? I mean, we learned from an Indiana insurance company a couple months ago that 40% increase was taking place following death, and the increase of death up to 40% as to how many payouts were being made by that insurance company. We highlighted about 2.5 weeks ago a funeral director who had said that 95% of all the bodies that came into his morgue within 2 weeks just got the jab. Why is this not taking precedent with the American people? Why is the mainstream media not highlighting this? I'll tell you what they're highlighting. They're defending it. They're distracting people from what it's really about. I want you to see this because I just got this morning from someone that works in the airline industry. And what it was that of a, and I'm going to highlight it for you right now on the screen. It is a picture of the airline pilot. Remember last week, folks? The airline pilot that died. They just took off, and the assistant pilot, the co-pilot, returned back to the airport right away. And remember how the mainstream media tried to cover it up right away as to what it was? Look at this post right here. His name was Will Wolf. And it says on the left here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or beforeitsnews.com, today at Phoenix, late morning, a lot going on at the gate next to me. I saw many people holding yellow flowers. They pushed the plane out and parked it on the line while many mainline employees stood in the line with their undivided attention directed towards the plane. Someone said the flight held one of our AA pilots who passed away here, and they were sending him home to his family. Respectfully, does anyone have any insight on who is our fallen AA brother, the pilot? Well, if you look right here on social media platforms, and if you're in one of the 157 cities, I'm going to read this for you. It says Claudia Wolf. Now, the pilot's name was Will Wolf. He was the wife to Will Wolf. He said, I am his wife. I was on board with two daughters. He was not retired, just 56 years old, and he died of complications after the COVID vaccine 17 days later after the vaccine. Captain on Airbus and with the company for 23 years. Why is the mainstream media lying to you? And furthermore, Americans, why is the mainstream media getting away with lying to you? The wife just told you how he died. He died 17 days after taking the vaccine. Oh, and remember, friends, he works with a company where if he doesn't take the vaccine, they're going to basically let him go. Are they not accomplices in this crime? Are they not to be held accountable for the death of Will Wolf? Are they not accountable to provide now for Claudia Wolf and her two children? Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, friends, what's happening? This is happening, Americans, because, again, because the American people are giving them a pass to continuously do this. And I told you, and I'll say it again, and I am so humored in a way that I wish I wasn't humored in such a fashion, friends, that the people say, well, that's all that guy does is highlight who's dying. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't I? What if that was you? Would you want me to take the time to share with others as to how you were forced into taking a jab and then 17 days later you died from it? Folks, the only way that this information is being concealed is by the silence and the injustice of the people that hold their tongues right now. I said something during the first segment, and I'm going to finish what I was going to say. And I say this without reserve. Americans, it's time for you to revolt. There is no reference in any truth, any law, that gives them the permission to continuously make a prey out of the innocent people in this country. But that is, in fact, what is happening. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that, if you remember this from some time ago, this is brand new, too, by the way. I remember when Justin Bieber, not that I really care what Justin Bieber says, but they're highlighting him right now, and they're doing this in the light of day. He's got Bell palsy in his left eye. Do you remember when this came out? He just got his shot. And right after this came out, they were trying to figure out what was going on, and they couldn't figure it out. Though they were warned by tens of thousands of doctors in the United States of America, but what do? They just highlight it and poor Justin. We don't know what the problem is. Just can't figure it out. Right? So what did Justin do? Well, he extended his touring date because he couldn't go out there like that. See, so first it was Justin Bieber's face freezing up and his eyes dropping down. And you're beginning to see this on more of a public scale now as well. Now his wife, Haley, is facing another health scare. And I'm taking this slow because I'm just trying to get this into the hearts and the minds of the American people that you are under attack. No game. If it was, it's game over. Let me say it that way. But you remember when Haley Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, do you remember when she was having mini strokes after she took her shot? Boy, you'd have thought that would have been major news in the music industry. Nope, they covered it all up. All these bodies are being buried in silence, like it tells us in the book of Amos. By the way, Amos is the burden bearer. He was the prophet that was sent forth. And it was the Lord that said he was going to drop a plumb line, and he was going to no longer pass that plumb line. If the people didn't repent, then judgment was going to fall. That's why judgment is falling upon the heads of the American people today. Going on to the next guy, this is brand new news. French Valianga was found dead in the Bronx. He's an actor from Green Book. Of course, nobody knows how he died. And then you all know who Dog the Bounty Hunter is, right? That lunatic. Isn't it interesting that he just responds to his co-star and his right-hand man, David Robinson, who at the age of 50 years old just died mysteriously? This is brand new news. Look, you can't make it up. And then we've seen just yesterday another one. Rest in peace. Don't listen to prevention is better than the cure. No, we're just going to praise him when he's dead rather than love him and warn him while he's still alive and hope that he'll prevent dying from taking an experimental jab. That's the love that the world offers one to another. They praise them when they're dead. They don't know what's going on with Brad neither, but Brad William Henke, they're offering him peace in death now. He's the guy from Justified in Orange, and he's the new black, the former NFL player. He died mysteriously. Again, you just can't make this up. You know who Gaylord Perry is? This is brand new news. 2 days ago, Gaylord Perry just died. Yeah, he was a little bit older. But what is this reoccurring theme, friends? What does it continuously go back to? The shot. I'm not saying every one of them died from the shot, but I am saying, are you paying attention to all the people that are dying on your social media platform? I got some more stuff to show you, folks. It gets a little more freaky than just that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just highlighting all the people that just recently died today and yesterday. And the day before, yesterday's show, I did the same thing the day before in the same day. And on Tuesday, I did the same thing. These are all brand new deaths. For anybody to suggest that this is the norm, you have seriously have to be out of your mind. We have never experienced anything like this ever in our lifetimes. And let me say it one more time. Mike Adams from National News just highlighted that the insurance companies are reporting over 100,000 new deaths every month in America alone. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that I just watched the documentary the other day, and it was interesting that the military doctor, I believe she's a virologist, who was exposing what was going on with these vaccines, said that this is basically set there to break down our military. Well, we knew that already because we've seen Barack, we've seen Donald Trump, we've seen Joe Biden all set up transgenders into military positions in the United States military long ago. This is nothing new. You have men dressed up as women that are leading your military. This is a weakening of your military to make you a prey before your enemy. Don't forget Russia. Don't forget China. Every step of the way for 17 years, we have been faithful to stick to the word and hold to the topics that mattered concerning what it is that the Lord is doing and what it is that the Lord is looking for to bring about resolve to the issues of the day. If James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, said that our system of government is set up on justice and judgment to establish righteousness, which we all know is true, then I would only suspect that the Lord is looking to the church to keep his commandments, his judgments. And I brought that up during the first and second segment. I'm confounded as to what's happening in this country. The young people are going to pay the price for the elderly. We have seen that it's the elderly that have given a pass to, again, those that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, and their posterity is now going to pay the price, but so are they. That's why you've seen all of that which is going on in the old folks' homes during the last 3 years. Well, they were being shut up and they were being forced to comply with these vaccinations, and then they mysteriously died without having any contact with their families. Folks, are you paying attention? Some will say, well, Bradley, that has nothing to do with the Lord. Oh, you don't know the Word of God. You don't know that righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. You know not him. Psalm 97, you know not his heart, Jeremiah 9:24. You know and not understand, do you not understand concerning Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, when he said, I will rejoice over you to do you good, but if you ignore in keeping my commandments and you fail to do so, I will rejoice over you to do you evil. Oh, yes, that's the God of the Bible. God is not mocked. I mean, I think of Psalm 50, even as I'm sitting here now. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That is the God of the Bible. He is not like you and me. He is a holy God, and he is a just God. He is a just God. When you get a moment, it's coming to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost. Luke 13:34. Read it. It's interesting because the people seem not to know the time in which they're in. But Jesus also comes back and gives us analogy or parables and putting the question or metaphors to us, asking the questions. You can tell us what's coming when the skies are red. You can tell what kind of a day it's going to be. He used those as metaphors to give us an analogy or a parable or a metaphor, parable, to convey to us the times that we're in right now. We are being judged right now. Our system of government is being broken down to establish a new form of government. And 329.5 million people are allowing this to happen on their watch. Let me remind you of something, Americans. When it stops here, it stops everywhere. Because America is the one giving orders to Germany, to France, other countries concerning this pandemic. Just ask the likes of a Bush or a Henry Kissinger or a Klaus Schwab, the one that Donald Trump right now is praising, saying he's doing a great job. Yeah, he sure is. Donald Trump, the guy that called himself the father of the vaccine, right? Yeah. But I want to make sure that people don't misunderstand what's going on here, because this is the judgments of God. And I wish so that someone would challenge me when it comes to the Word, especially the times that we're in, because I can see it as clear as the nose on my face. When I read the Word, it's like, oh, that's where we're at. Oh, that's where we're at. And I'm not talking about picking and choosing, pulling out of context scripture. Nope, I'm looking at the blessings to a nation, which we've enjoyed in this country and still do in many cases, up to the present, over the last 250 years, but I can clearly see the wrath of God abiding upon pockets of people in this country as well. And as a whole, whatever we allow corrupt politicians to sow, we as a whole nation are going to reap with what we allow them to sow. That's not good. That's why we must, as a people, set the record straight. We must. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to highlight this, too, and I wanted you to see it. Al Roker, 68 years old, He was reportedly rushed back to hospital within a day of a Thanksgiving release. Oh, I wonder what happened to him. Well, do you know that he had to go into the hospital and he underwent treatment for blood clot? That's one of the major side effects of these vaccines is blood clot. That's what a majority of these people are dying from, is blood clot. That's why their limbs are being amputated. That's why they're breathing out and they're done. They're having strokes, heart attacks. They're dead. But when it comes to the likes of Al Roker, friends, they just don't know what's going on with him neither. Isn't that insane? Isn't it embarrassing how stupid people can be? Willfully stupid, by the way. Isn't it interesting how these same people that look at guys like me and say, that's just lunatic that you're even bringing about the comparison between the vaccines and all these people dying, I would say you're absolutely out of your mind not to see it. But you're also the same people that go to a football game, but you can see the smallest of errors when it comes to the referee pointing out the violations of your favorite team players, right? And it shows you where your heart is and how it's set on idolatry, which God condemns. It's the second commandment of Exodus 20. I wanted to show you this as well. This is also what's coming out. I brought this up yesterday. The people are asking the question, why are all these animals acting in such a fashion that they're walking in circles? Well, many brought the correlation about concerning 5G antennas that were being put up all over the place. You know, those guys that said they were just doing their job. Well, they equated it to the 5G towers along with, friends, the vaccination. But when it comes to the animals, what is this? Is this DARPA mixed in with 5Gs? Is there some sort of signal being sent into these animals to act in such a fashion? By the way, this is a compilation of what you're watching. The fish are doing the same thing. They're swimming in circles. Now, this is where the bad guys sit back and laugh about all of this because they know exactly what they're doing. But the fact of the matter is that the joke's on them at the end of the day, because what they don't realize is those dummies are on the same boat. And they don't realize that God has them in their hands to bring about judgment, not just upon a disobedient people, but at the end of the day, themselves. Maybe they should look at history a little bit more than what they do. If you're on social media platforms right now, you're seeing fish swim in circles, sheep walk in circles, whales swimming in circles, and people are asking the question as to what is going on. Well, they're testing, aren't they? And we all the well know what's going on because we've been exposed to these crimes over and over and over again of illegal testing. If it's not chemtrails, it's DARPA. If it's not DARPA, it's 5G. If it's not 5G, it's the vaccination. I mean, the list goes on, folks. And again, this is just information being exposed right now, but we were warned of all of this stuff coming upon the earth. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to continue on. We got new information as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.